Audio Mo 25. 2015. A cautionary tale. It all started one quiz night. But it wasn't any quiz night. It was last night. Audio Mo 24. I was out doing pub quiz at a place called the Brilla Box in Pittsburgh, PA. My partner and I were having a good time. Felt like we had a good show, a good crowd, excited people to be there. That night I was feeling good. Things were going my way. We had just had a pretty good feedback thus far about one of the betas we were working on for an app called Boss Jock. And I was testing it that night, in fact. I was the geekiest guy in the room. I had 3 iOS devices scattered around on a table. An iPad, 2 iPhones, and an Apple Watch. By far, the nerdiest guy. That's for sure. But it didn't bother me any. Things were going well. The watch was on my wrist, and I was testing out a simultaneous Audio Mo recording while running pub quiz. Feeling pretty good, pretty accomplished. Everything went pretty smoothly. There were a couple of bumps in the road here and there. But it was a beta app. There was still time to iron out all the kinks. Well, quiz finished up. We were handing out the prizes to the top 3 winners. Had a tie in the third place. Had to do a staring contest to determine third place winner. Who was going to be lucky enough to bring home those free appetizer French fries, nachos, buffalo wings, quesadillas? You know the drill. And I felt a little buzz in my pocket. I had gotten an email. And I was slightly distracted. And I glanced down very quickly. And it said, "Guess what? At Boss Jock App, you're getting a Twitter badge." And I thought to myself, a Twitter badge? Something must really be going my way. The wind was at my back. Beta tests were pretty smooth thus far. We were working hard, trying to push out content on social media to up the excitement level for our impending release. Maybe we were going to get a Twitter badge. "Hi there," it said. "You are 3 quick steps away from earning your verified badge. Let us know if you need help. Twitter's verified badge is our way of making sure that this is you. Don't miss out. Let's get you ready for your badge." And you know what? I had a few seconds. I'd done my duty pub quizzing that night. So I figured I could take about a minute and a half and surprise Ed. Ed's my partner, head developer, brilliant. And I thought, hey, this is just the kind of thing that would get him excited. A verified Twitter badge. I could sneak it up on him, not even tell him. So quickly I hit the link, and of course it prompted me for a password. And I thought, oh, there's nothing weird about that. The page looked just like a Twitter page. And what could be the worst thing that could happen? Things were going my way. All green lights. So I plugged in my information really quickly, pressed submit, and I thought to myself, how long is this gonna take? Next thing I know, Tweetbot sends a message out that says, "Your account has been deactivated." And I thought, well, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. They gotta verify my account. They're gonna have to take it down and put the badge on. And now that we've gotten that elusive verified badge on our Twitter account, everything's gonna be that much cooler. Well, it was late, so it was time to head home, and I was tired. Put the old brain to rest. I figured tomorrow, Ed would get a surprise. He's usually up before me. Get a text message, something. Hey, how did we get a verified badge? And I'd say, ha-ha. While you were sleeping. The next morning, I woke up. Checked my email first things first. Popped out the old iPhone, and I saw an interesting email. What happened? ! I was just looking through your Twitter account, but then it said it doesn't exist or something. Did you delete it? The same thing happened to my friend last week, and apparently she was hacked. She ended up getting it back, though, through some company. If you want me to ask her who she contacted, let me know. Best of luck, XOXO, Juliana. And I thought to myself, XOXO Juliana, who's Juliana? I don't know a Juliana, do I? Well, maybe. I better think hard. Then I got a text message from Ed Filiwat. Hey, what happened to our Twitter account? LOLOLOXO. No XO, just the LOL. And then I thought to myself, uh-oh. I jumped up, ran to the little home office, jumped on the computer. It couldn't be. Had I fallen for a phishing scam? The very thing that I always warned my parents about, that they should never click on an email that sends them to a web page to reset their password. That nobody in their right mind in the 21st century, in 2015, should even get on the internet without knowing that very basic rule. So I jumped on. Checked Twitter. Twitter.com/BossShockApp. It was gone. Oh no, I said. What if some of my other accounts were compromised? I jumped into action. Immediately changing all my passwords across all the relevant accounts. But Twitter, what could I do? Perhaps one of the most important communication channels for all of our distributions and our app. And I had made the biggest mistake of my career. Lights out for @BossJockApp. So this is a warning. Somebody should have reminded me that fateful night. Don't click through emails and reset your password. Don't let your ego get in the way of your responsibility to stay ahead of the hackers, the ego hackers. Audio Mode 25. We got it back. We're back. Twitter was great. They hooked us back up. Killer tracks by Freaky Foof all throughout. Andre Louis. Nighty night, everybody. And beware.